Welcome to Under the Bar Show, 2015. The Absence of Feelings, Gun Barrel. Haunting Hospital, Hallways, Old Gods. These two poems are by Greg Longnecker. They're one-line haiku. Under the Bar Show is an online journal that features traditional haiku 575, standalone hoku, modern haiku, one-line haiku, concrete haiku, poets' personal bests, and some features. It's a journal that understands not everyone defines haiku in the same way, and yet it is a journal that is supportive of people who search to understand what the haiku engine is. What makes a haiku versus a sonnet? What makes a haiku and not a tanka? Buckingham writes, smashed tank watching her goldfish gulp withdrawal. Summer, a neon scent of citrus. Again, these are one-line haiku, drawing the reader in to different areas of consciousness, encouraging the reader to think beyond the moment they're in until they read the poem. White breath, stone by stone, the mountain. Quarry's edge, a cricket fills the absence. These two poems by Mark Brager are three-line poems, what often are considered to be modern haiku, that take us, again, away from where we are to somewhere else to be. Smartly written, they lead the reader's mind into possibly untraveled territory. They join together a couple of ideas, giving birth to a galaxy of possibilities. Veronica Novak writes, in the shadow of a butterfly, another. This poem is in our standalone hoku division and exemplifies a long-standing tradition of revealing Dzogchen and its mystery of the comings and goings of everything, the activities of nature. Diana Jung follows suit in writing Misty Dawn, the wisp of a feather, leaving us wondering, what's going on? There must be more. Telling us just enough to lure us in, to beg our participation, to set us free. But then Scott Abellis offers, Runaway, the star I hung with, the wrong crowd. How far has it taken us? Where has it taken us? A one-line haiku. Has this haiku lost us or guided us to transcend ourselves into a dream world of imagination? And then he writes, Fireflies, the pipe we pass between us, setting us once again free to travel within our own experiences to try to relate to the poem, a one-line haiku, a one-line invitation to another world. So what is the essence of haiku? We've listened to several poems from different categories of Under the Bar Show, and all are referred to as haiku. Yet one is one line, another is three lines, another is three lines, short, long, short. Is there an engine Is there anything that relates the three? Is there a DNA that exists that genetically ties the three together back to Hoku of Basho days? If so, what is it? What is the DNA? What is the most important link between these poems? Basho referred to such things as Ma, Kokoro, Soka, Koto, Kireji, Kire. Dr. Richard Gilbert references disjunction and has a book called Disjunctive Dragonfly. Interesting name. The name itself is, the two words is very disjunctive. Disjunctive, dragonfly. And yet the dragonfly is a natural beast of the universe that cannot do an unnatural thing, that flies and goes anywhere, appearing to be disjunctive, and yet being totally congruent with all things, following its natural path, its natural way, just enjoying his life. Disjunction and joining. The cutting and joining. Kire or Kireji with a marker. Is this the engine? A way of creating separation and joining together at the same time? And in that magical spot, triggering the reader to think beyond where the reader is at the moment, to shift the reader into another realm. Not something necessarily that's sudden or aha, but maybe something that shifts the reader into awe or deeper understanding. Led Zeppelin, 1975. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind woman, I give you my all. Kind woman, nothing more. Nicki Minaj, 2012. You a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe. You a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe. Yeah, you a stupid, you a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe, stupid, stupid, you a stupid hoe. I think I messed up the reading of that. I got lost somewhere in the repetitions of either stupid or hoe. And maybe that was stupid of me, definitely not hoe of me. And wow, 1975 to 2012, poetry for music has changed quite a bit. From Basho's time until now, haiku has changed quite a bit as well. Basho, of course, writing hoku, while Shiki invented the word haiku and restructured the poem a bit to bring it back as a poetic art, a higher art, rather than the mundane or even vulgar arts that it had failed. Has haiku once again failed? Have the poets of haiku once again failed? Has it become vulgar and meaningless and just wordplay? Or has it remained a high art, requiring poetic talent? Or is it simply anything a poet says? Any one word, any half a word, maybe one letter one day, D. And we hear the letter D in a haiku reading, and it's read, D. And they begin to talk about the meaning of it. They begin to talk how D resonates within their soul. Is that where haiku is heading? After reading much of the poetry that's in Under the Basho 2015 and other journals, I'm confident to say that it is not heading that way. While there are some poets that are heading that way, as a genre, as a style of poetry, I don't believe it's going there. But it has an inclination. Circling back briefly, if we posit that the engine of haiku is the cut, kirei, or kireiji, if marked, where is the cut? How do we spot it? And when is it a single-sided cut versus a type of cut that also joins? Because an important aspect of cutting is joining. And to cut, to separate, without the thought of joining, leaves two disparate images that lead us into nothing else. Dr. Richard Gilbert writes, "Be mine, alive for one more war." This is a three-line haiku. Richard guided us with this poem by putting a marker, a hyphen, at the end of line one. So he has "be mine." And then the second part, "alive for one more war." So he guides us with a marker that makes it absolutely clear as to how the poem has been cut and also joined. Be mine. Be mine. It reminds me of a song. And then separately, "alive for one more war." These work independently as statements, but when put together, there's something magical that happens. An invitation for the reader to transcend himself is there. Be mine, alive for one more war. I remember being drafted during the Vietnam era. I remember hearing of the letters coming home to the girlfriends or boyfriends of the person fighting in Vietnam. I remember a few painful stories where letters remained unopened, unanswered, because they were not in the same space anymore. They moved on from the warrior in Vietnam. They were going to movies and playing miniature golf with someone new. And this invitation, "be mine, alive for one more war," has all of that and so much more for the reader to ponder. This one, "storm ends, words lie dislocated, streets of air," by George Swede, leaves the reader a lot more distant. There's many ways to cut this, but not in half, but in pieces. Not in thirds. Not thirds. It can be read so many ways. "Storm ends, words lie dislocated, streets of air." It's dislocated in itself. It's cut several times, and yet somehow it remains joined. How does that happen? "Storm ends, words lie dislocated, streets of air." Storm ends, words lie dislocated, streets of air. Storm ends, words lie dislocated, streets of air. And on it can be read. Does it invite the reader? Does it displace the reader in a pondering beyond what they are doing at the moment? Does it stop them to dream? Where is the magical line that retains the DNA of hoku today in modern haiku? What is it that we need that differentiates this tiny poem from all other things? What is it that keeps this poem a haiku? What is it that prevents us from losing the identity of haiku? And is it important? Is it anything we want it to be? Can we clip the DNA off and just say D? These poems that I've read say and reveal that there's something to them that make them haiku, that retain the haiku feel, that retain heart and passion, that retain dream room and space for the reader to play and engage. I suggest that the single most important remaining DNA is the cutting and joining of words, of phrases, of fragments within the poem. Names in pieces, smoke rings. Thank you for joining us in Under the Basho 2015.